After mysteriously being placed on leave this fall, Port Colborne's chief administrative officer has resigned. A news release issued by the city Friday, days after news broke about his indefinite leave, said Scott Louie made his decision for personal reasons. His employment will end December 31st. According to Ontario's public sector salary disclosure for 2023, also known as the Sunshine List, Louie was paid $221,939.91 in salary and $1,548.92 in benefits. Louie is being replaced on an interim basis by City Treasurer Brian Bowles, the release noted. Headlined, City of Port Colborne announces leadership transition. The two-paragraph, three-sentence release is the first official announcement from Port Colborne about Louie's recent status. It's unknown when the veteran municipal administrator initially went on leave, as the city had issued no prior communication about the situation. News about Louie's leave went public this week after Niagara This Week asked Mayor Bill Steele Monday why the SAO had not attended recent council or special meetings. The story was published online Wednesday. Steele replied only that Louie had been placed on leave and was being replaced on an interim basis by Bowles and Development Director Gary Long. On Monday, he said no further updates would be available until January. No additional details regarding the duration of Louie's leave or the specific reasons behind the decision was provided by Steele or the city at the time. Friday's release said Steele, on behalf of City Council, staff and residents, thanked Louie for his almost decade of service to the city and wishes him and his family the best for the future. Louie had been Port Colborne's SAO since 2015. Prior to that, he was SAO of Waynefleet for 7 years following his work in a number of different departments in that township going back to 1999. His wife, Mallory Louie, is now SAO of Waynefleet. The two municipalities were recently in the process of exploring a shared services agreement for fire administration, during which Waynefleet Fire Chief Morgan Alcock was acting as Fire Chief of Port Colborne. That came to an abrupt end earlier this month, when the city announced former St. Catharines Fire Chief David Wood would serve as interim fire chief. But days later, Port Colborne said Wood had a change of heart, and Stan Double, who was most recently platoon chief for Hamilton's fire department, would step into the role. Gary Long has been with the city since 2020, when he named manager of strategic initiatives. Prior to that, he was the SAO in Welland but left in July 2020 after City Council voted to remove him. Bowles has been with Port Colborne since May 2020 as Director of Corporate Services and Treasurer. Port Colborne's first regular council meeting of 2025 is scheduled for January 28. With files from Niagara This Week's Mike Zettel. Rose Lamberti is a local journalism initiative reporter based at Niagara This Week.